Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Are you ready to increase your wealth confidence and your self-confidence? Would you like to live your life as the queen that you're meant to be? Then you're in the right place at the right time. Our special guest today is the beautiful, brilliant success coach, Gina DeVee. Gina's specialty is coaching women to create wealth based on feminine principles. Gina DeVee is a nationally known life and success coach, motivational speaker, and a radio talk show host. So she's got to be cool, right? Having gone from being a struggling psychotherapist to now having a seven-figure business, she offers private and group coaching, success seminars, teleclasses, and expert advice through her international newsletter. Gina DeVee earned a master's degree in clinical psychology and has studied with some of the world's most successful and influential people while working at the White House, Supreme Court, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. And she also worked closely with the best-selling author, Marianne Williamson. And if you'd like to learn more about her, you can go to www.estherexperience.com. And that's E-S-T-H-E-R, experience, estherexperience.com. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Gina.
It's fabulous to be here. Thank you so much.
Great. I have a whole bunch of questions I want to ask, but before we do that, I know that you have a very inspiring background, and there will be some people listening who maybe haven't gotten to hear your story. And I know that I hear from women all the time that, you know, are well-educated and trained, hardworking, dedicated to serving others, and yet they struggle month by month just to pay the bills. And the fact that you did such a turnaround in your life is truly inspiring. I'm inspired by you. So we'd all just love to hear how you went from struggling to thriving. So tell us, please.
Sure. Let's just get right to it, shall we? A lot of blessings, a lot of grace, excellent teachers and mentors along the way, and mostly a decision. I was sitting in a seminar, and, you know, I had been, you know, struggling to pay the bills for well over a decade. So, you know, most of my adult life. And I, you know, my mantra was, I'd love to, but I don't have the money. And it didn't matter what it was or how much it was. It could have been, you know, meeting girlfriends to go for drinks that would have cost $10 or take a trip to Italy or go shopping. It's like, I just never, my mantra was, I never had the money. So therefore I didn't. And I got invited to go to a seminar one day, and it was on the science of getting rich, which sounded just terrible to me because my, you know, value system based around spirituality wasn't about quote-unquote getting rich. But I didn't have a lot of friends in Los Angeles at the time, so there was nothing else to do, and this person invited me to go for free. So there were a couple of, you know, it was another human being, and it was free, so therefore I went. Anyways, I was at this seminar, and I saw all these people. They were, like, energized, and they were living their life, and they seemed happier than I was. What I could tell is that they had money to do things. And I so desperately wanted that. And in that seminar and at that moment, I made the decision that I would never again struggle financially, that I would never again say, I would love to, but I don't have the money. And I also got into reality about it. You know, I mean, you know, you heard a little bit about my background. I studied politics, I studied psychology, spirituality, but I never studied business or internet marketing or branding or finance because I wasn't interested in it, right? But yet you have to be successful in it to be successful in life. So there was sort of this realization where I'd really been beating myself up, like, oh my gosh, I can do anything but make money. And then I realized it would be like beating myself up because I don't know how to speak Russian. You know, it's like, I never took a class. I never studied it. Like, how, like, I'm just expecting myself to know how to speak Russian. Just expecting myself to know how to create money. So when I, at first though, it came from, I made the decision. And from a place inside me, like my life depended on it. I didn't care how long this took. I didn't want it to take that long, but you know, I was in it until I cracked the code. Like, no more sort of trying at it like a diet, right? You know, lose a few pounds here, go up a few pounds there, you know. No more of the back and forth. For me, this was, my life depended on it, meaning my real life, my true life, that, you know, those desires in me that wanted to be able to travel and shop and make a great contribution in the world and live in a great house and all that. So from this place of, I'm going to study this, and there are dumber people out there than me who are making more money, and so if they can do it, I can do it. So let's figure this out. And that, it was from that mentality that, from that place, teachers showed up, mentors showed up, newsletters came in my email inbox, and there was all kinds of support and guidance and literal step-by-step and how-to get to where I wanted to be. And so it came from a place of being very single focused, very focused on this goal. And like any goals we set, if you stay with it, it will come true. You know, whether you're looking to call in your soulmate, whether you're looking to lose that weight, whether you're looking to make money, whether you're looking to grow closer to God. And one of the challenges that I had at the beginning is my particular goal, though sort of is popular, kind of not so much. So like in like the spiritual community and the community of psychotherapists and the helping and healing professions, you know, any woman that says, you know what, I'm going to really work on my health issues. I'm going to like not go out to eat as much. I'm going to hire a trainer. I'm going to invest in a nutrition coach. I'm going to totally focus on getting fit and getting healthy. We're like, rock on, sister, giving her a high five. Like, whoa, look at Jane go. She is really taking this whole thing seriously. And like, we're cheering her on. Anyone that says, you know what, I'm done dating all the Mr. Wrongs. I'm totally calling in Mr. Right. I'm going to go to the seminars. I'm going to hire a therapist. I'm going to read the books. I am totally 100% committed to calling in my soulmate. We're like, oh, Jane, you go, girl. You deserve that. You deserve that man in your life. And anyone that walks around says, you know what? I am totally done with my broke money issues. I am going to be 100% focused on making money and having a lot of money and getting rich in my life. People are like, ew. And so it can be a very shaming process. Like, I don't know anyone who, like, doesn't want money. It's just a sort of big secret, or you're not supposed to talk about it, or that kind of thing. And so what I had to do within my own psyche was break the mold and understand that like money or like weight loss or like relationships, it's about having a healthy relationship with money and having an abundant relationship with your man or your health or your money. And so when I was able to neutralize it like that and still stand in the pride and power, you know, I'd already called in my soulmate. I've, you know, comfortable with my body image issues and the way that I look, but I wasn't comfortable with my relationship with money. And so I had to apply all the same principles that I coach my private clients on about being focused and 100% dedicated and in it to win it and really immersing yourself and being committed to that goal. And for those people that are looking to have a healthy relationship with money and have an abundance of it, it required that mentality. And then it was in a very short amount of time, it was in about 3.5 years that I went from, you know, making $24,000 a year to over 7 figures. So it does not have to take that long.
Wow. We're right up to commercial break, and that was perfect timing. But I am just so thrilled with what you said, and you answered several questions that I had in my mind, and one of them that I was a little uncomfortable to bring up, and that was this whole issue of some of the shame with money, how you said it so eloquently, so beautifully, that people aren't always supportive of that as they can be for helping us to, improve our life in other ways. So, so beautifully, beautifully spoken. And before we go to break, which is in about 30 seconds, could you give the listeners your contact information?
Sure. You can reach me on facebook.com/GinaDeVe, or you can also, I do free coaching, and you can get on that list if you go to esterexperience.com/globalcircle. That's esterexperience.com/globalcircle. If you get on that list, you'll get my updates. You'll get the phone number to call in for free coaching and be connected with a lot of other women worldwide who are doing the same thing.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Gina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Come on, Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we're speaking with the fabulous success coach, Gina DeVe, and she has so much to offer. If you're just joining us now, you want to make sure you listen to the replay that you can get at Transformation Talk Radio. You don't want to miss anything that Gina has to say. And her website, she's got a couple, but on EsterExperience.com, so it's www.EsterExperience.com. She's got wonderful free resources for you there. You can actually get free coaching from Gina at estherexperience.com. So Gina, what's the story behind Esther Experience? I mean, I know the story of Esther in the Bible. Is that what you mean by Esther? Is that what you come up with?
Yes. That's the ancient story of Queen Esther of Persia. Many people know the story from being a book in the Bible. Other people know the story from Purim. And to me, it was a story that was given to me that I saw much of my own life in the life of many, many other women, where, you know, I personally had grown up reading it as a Bible story until I was in my early to mid-20s. And then I read it, and I saw it even more through symbolic eyes, and how Esther's story is that of so many women today. So understanding that the story starts out where Esther is an orphan girl, and how many of us in our lives, whether we've been literally orphaned or in some way emotionally orphaned, spiritually orphaned, financially orphaned, and just understanding that, you know, so many times we can think like, well, for us to live a great life, we needed to start out like in a really, with really great beginnings. And, you know, Esther was a Jewish orphan girl who was then exiled from Israel and thrown into the palace harem, where anyone could have said, well, there's no way this Jewish orphan girl is going to become the queen of Persia. But God had a call on her life, and in that palace harem was really the time of preparation for her to prepare to be queen. And then, yes, she was chosen to be queen, and then when she was, that there was a law issued to kill, destroy, and annihilate her and her people. And the famous scripture is, Esther, perhaps for such a time as this, you've been called into royalty so that you could save your people. And she goes and she risks her life, and she goes before the king and she reveals who she is and asks that she and her people be saved, and the king does grant her wish, and she, in my opinion, becomes the heroine of all time. And it's very much our own story, you know, for such a time as this, what have you been called for? And really helping women understand that only from the position of queen can you fulfill your purpose. And not, maybe some of you were not, I know many, many of us were not taught as we were young that you're meant to be queen in your life and you're meant to have all kinds of support. And, you know, many of us in America may have been told you can be whatever you want to be. But, like, you know, if you work hard or if you get the right degree or if you, you know, conditionally. And really understanding that for each one of us, our destiny really has already been created. It is already done. And our job is to be available for the call and to answer yes when it comes. So my work is very much about transformation, about empowering women. First of all, getting them or us into the place of being queen, being self-confident, being wise, being benevolent, being supported. And then from that place, really being of service and being that benevolent queen. So I was doing this work when I was a psychotherapist, and I would take women through the transformational process. And then when I moved out to Los Angeles, I thought, well, I'll keep doing this. And then the people that I would meet, those who are interested in femininity and personal development and having a closer relationship with God, couldn't afford to come to the workshop. And all my friends who could afford it, investment banking friends, stockbroker friends, they were, like, so masculine, they weren't really interested in this transformation stuff. And so it forced me to open up my eyes and really look at, well, where are the women who are wealthy and feminine? And I really didn't see them at the time. And then I also got allowed this concept to deepen me into the work, because then I looked at it, well, it's like, it's really hard to truly be a queen when you're worried about how to pay your rent.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
So I work with women now. I've been in the trenches for about the past 3.5-4 years, really working with women to understand that develop who you become in the process of creating wealth can be the transformational method that you need to really develop into the queen that you are meant to be. So that is the basis of my work.
Could you explain that a little bit more? I mean, I'm pretty sure that I understand it, but I wouldn't be able to put it in words myself. You speak so eloquently. Could you explain more how that happens, that process of becoming who you need to be by just going through it.
Sure, sure. You know, ironically, the one thing that I was taught to sort of stay away from or not focus on, this whole, like, making money path, because it would bring me further away from God or have me less focused on God. In fact, the exact opposite has become true for me, that my relationship with God has grown so much closer. I have seen miracles, financial miracles and other miracles on this business path. And the true joy, though there's a lot of fun in creating wealth because money does buy choices, the peace that I'm so grateful for is not my income today, but who I have become in the process. So I always say, if you want the best personal development seminar on the planet, start your own business. If you think you're a great communicator, hire an assistant. And so all of who you have to become, like, I didn't realize that I was scared to shine my light, even though inside me I always wanted to. And when I started to put my work out on the internet, I was terrified, and so I didn't realize that I was afraid to be visible, afraid to really shine, afraid to be seen. So I've had to work through all of these areas of getting comfortable with myself, comfortable with the power that's been placed within me, letting my light shine, being around other women men who let their light shine. And so it's that whole character building process that has come for me, particularly through the form of wealth creation. But I think many people experience it in wherever their wounding came from. So if someone else perhaps had a drug or alcohol addiction, it's that actual path in becoming sober where they grow closer to God, and that's their character building track. Another person could experience it through weight loss. So this money, this wounding around the story around money was what I personally needed healed in my life, so that is why I now understand God used that particular subject matter to do what really is all the same thing, is to grow closer to God, to live your purpose, and to share your gifts and talents.
Beautiful. And I don't know you really other than just having briefly met you, but you shine. You shine very, very beautifully. You really do.
Thank you. You've
done a great job with that. So creating wealth based on feminine principles, I'm looking at the time. I want to make sure. Well, we've got 4 minutes, so maybe only three. But can you say a little bit about what's the difference between creating wealth with feminine principles as opposed to masculine?
Absolutely. First, I revere both. I don't mean to say that femininity is better than masculinity or vice versa. I've learned to use the masculine energies and the feminine energies the way I've learned to use the color red and the color blue. So creating wealth based on feminine principles, first and foremost, I didn't want to become a man in the process. I like being feminine. I like being soft. I like being creative and spiritual and insightful, all of the elements of the feminine. So, however, one of the reasons why I also chose the archetype of queen is because I feel that she is a masterful blend of both the feminine and the masculine. You know, she's not just a goddess sitting on the rock, so to speak, waiting for the man to come in and that sort of thing. So there's a balance of both. Then the masculine is about being in service to the feminine. So masculine activities of business building, brand development, internet marketing, networking, cold calling, you know, whatever you're doing to build your business is kind of the masculine. And the stand that I take is helping women, A, have a holistic and well-rounded life, so they don't just have a job or a career or a business with money, but that these masculine structures are really in support of their feminine, of their purpose, of their value system. And then also really receiving divine guidance and divine leading. You know, anyone can go and set a goal, which is great. If someone says, I want to go make $100,000, right, that would become a masculine way to go about things. And the feminine way would be, dear God, how would you have me serve? What do you want me to create in this world? And spirit may say, I want you to create $100,000, and then here's the guidance on how to do it. So it's not about living as a monk in a burlap sack, and it's not about not being able to receive the desires of your heart or to squelch them, but to really have them be in alignment with your purpose. So the feminine principles are really about cultivating and working with the subconscious, working with God, and being led. So it starts out on a different plane.
Love it. All right. So this is Gina DeVee that we're speaking to. She's a success coach, and you can find her at ginadevee.com. That's GINADEVEE.com. And you can also find her at EstherExperience.com. And at EstherExperience.com, you can get free coaching from this wonderful success coach. And Esther is spelled E-S-T-H-E-R. EstherExperience.com. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Come down, Selecta!
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on WBLQ. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and our guest today is the fabulous Gina DeVee, and she is a really loving, brilliant success coach, and she can teach from experience. She's been through it. She started out where many people are, and I feel a little shy to admit it, but I'm still there myself where I struggle with money issues. And she's crossed over to being in a seven-figure business, and she offers private and group coaching and success seminars and all kinds of wonderful ways you can work with her. But you can also work with Gina for free. You can get free success coaching at www.estherexperience.com. You can go there and sign up, and she has, is it calls? Is it live calls?
Yes, actually, if you go to estherexperience.com/global-circle, that'll take you right to the page that talks about the free laser coaching that I do every Monday, and you can either call in or listen on the internet and ask your questions from anywhere in the world.
Wonderful. So our topic today is women and money, making wealth based on feminine principles. And Gina helps women to be the queen that they're meant to be. So, Gina, I actually have training as a teacher in feminine essence. And I've have all kinds of other trainings, no point in listing those off. And I've been blessed with a really wonderful gift as a healer. And I still struggle with issues, finances. I know that it has to do with sometimes, you know, shame or belief about having to work really hard, or, you know, feelings that I need to, you know, give healing away, fear to ask for money, fear with calling people, resistance to doing, you know, marketing and branding. So I was just curious what you talked about. You made this decision, and I felt like I made a decision. And I've talked with other women who have felt like they made a decision that that's it. They've had enough. It's over. They're not doing that struggle anymore. But I'm sensing that your decision had some little different flavor to it than the decision I made, because I'm still struggling.
Sure. Well, I think the biggest piece here is the difference between wanting something and making it an absolute must. So for me personally, I would really like to lose 10 pounds. It would, you know, I've got some clothes in my closet that are really super cute, and, you know, they're not looking so cute right now, right? And so I would really like to lose 10 pounds. And so I very regularly say something along the lines that I'm going to do. I do work out. I eat relatively healthy, you know. However, I'm not doing what it takes to lose these 10 pounds. I've been talking about this for a long time, right? And what I know enough about myself is that I have not made it a must. Now, for moments, I say, you know what? I'm going to have the trainer not come 2 days a week, but 6 days a week. I'm totally getting rid of all the ice cream in the house. Like, I'm doing this. And it lasts for 2 days or 4 days maybe, right? And so that shows that there's a couple of things. You know, I mean, there's a lot of reasons probably. I need more time to get into all of them. But number one, it's not an absolute must for me. It's something that I, sure would like. Okay. Now, who wouldn't like to have a better body, more money, and a better relationship, right? Or a relationship, if you're looking to call them in. And that's my experience, not the place that things get manifested from. So, for example, on a certain level, I'm quite frankly fine with my body image. But the reason why I want to lose 10 pounds is because I will look better to other people. Okay. It's not like truly me within myself. Do I want to have no gluten or dairy in my life and never have a glass of wine? That's not my truth. Like, anytime I go on doing that, it's because I should, because I want to look better for someone else, not necessarily as much for me. Again, sure, I would enjoy it. I would like it, but it's not like that. This will happen. And so I see it happen a lot with women around money. That they want it, they want the struggle to end, they want, but not from that place like your life depends on it. And so there's a couple of things. One, really paying attention to and looking at your truth. Like, do you really want to be the woman who is busting through this block and bringing the money in? You know, and what level of a must is it for you, really? And looking at all of the secondary gains. Now, I realize, because I've done enough work on this in my own life, and either, by the way, too, I don't want to like say, like, oh, I have a seven-figure business, so I've arrived, and I have no money issues. What I have learned is that adding zeros to your income does not change your relationship with money unless you had a transformation in that department, okay? So if someone has a belief system, I have to work hard for money, they could do that making $20,000 a year and be a waitress and work three jobs or work 18-hour weeks or whatever. But there's also, there's plenty of people who are in seven-figure businesses who have that same mentality. They're just bringing in more money. So their self-esteem has obviously increased if they're bringing in more money, but if they still have a belief system, I have to work hard for money, the way they're going to make their whatever $1 million is going to be these 18-hour days. So really taking a look at what is the belief system around money and what would it mean for you to have more of it. It typically requires changing some internal belief system, like you deserve to be supported, like you deserve to have the money that you need to fulfill your purpose. You deserve to have luxuries in life. There's probably something about being visible. There's something about worth, especially for healers or people in service-based businesses. It's not just that you're selling a product or a T-shirt or something that people will purchase and take home. If they're purchasing an hour of your time or a six-month package of your services, it's a very intimate, you know, you've really got to have the self-worth and to not be squeamish about your own money issues. So, see, money is currency and currency is energy. So it's all a frequency. And I remember having a much more difficult time when someone say, what are your rates, of saying $100 an hour than I do today when someone says, what are your rates? I said, well, I do everything from free coaching to I have packages that are up to $100,000 that people pay me to coach them privately for a year. And you can see I have no energy on one being better than the other or attachment to it. It's really what's the right container for the particular person's goals. And so but I had to do a lot of work to, like, not get myself like, oh, my gosh, this is so much money, or, oh, my gosh, am I worth it, or are my services good enough, or do they have the money, and you know, getting all hooked up into other people's money dynamics. Making money does not have to be a lot of work in the way that we would think it is, okay? I've never made more money and worked less. The work of making a lot of money, what I have experienced, it's the inner work. It's the self-worth pieces. It's, you know, okay, now that you've got it down that you deserve to have some money coming in, then you're like, okay, now you're up and down with your money, right? So then we look at, all right, so now there wasn't a belief that I deserve to have money come in consistently. So then you got to unhook that piece. So it's really, there's so much programming and conditioning on us culturally, religiously, spiritually, as a country and community about what is quote-unquote okay around the area of wealth and money. And it's these pieces that need looked into and shifted. And then there is some effort and some action that's needed for whatever particular business or job or endeavor someone's going to participate in. It's really these other pieces that need to be looked at.
Absolutely. I have found for myself this to be incredibly true, that it's not even so much what you do and even what you say a lot of times, it's the energy behind it that's the most important, that will draw to you exactly what you want, what you need, what you're putting out, or can block you and you stumble over yourself. And I do still stumble over myself, and I'm also really grateful that I'm learning all the time. So as we're going to break here, I would love for you to give your contact information again, Gina.
Sure. You can go to estherexperience.com/globalcircle. That's where you can enter in your name and email address. I do free coaching every Monday. You'll get the call-in information or the internet link where you can listen online, and it'd be a great way to stay connected.
Great. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and our guest today is the very wise and wonderful Gina DeVee. She's a success coach, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Come down. Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Come down, Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have a really fabulous and wise success coach, Gina DeVee. And she's talking to us about creating wealth with feminine principles. And Gina, I would like to make sure that anyone just tuning in gets to hear about the opportunity for free coaching that you're offering. So could you give that information again?
Absolutely. Come join me on Mondays, absolutely free, at estherexperience.com/globalcircle. That's estherexperience.com/globalcircle. It will give you access to the phone numbers, the call-in information, a network of women entrepreneurs worldwide, and every Monday I do free laser coaching. You can listen on the web or call in and ask me any question you like.
Fabulous. Great. I am going to be checking that out myself. Thank you, Gina. So in this last segment, I want to make sure that you get to share any parting words that you want to. But I'm also curious about when you say increasing your wealth confidence and self-confidence. Are there any particular keys you have for women to increase their self-confidence? And I'm assuming that you're saying that the two are tied together, that as one increases, the other increases.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, the first thing that I would do, or that I did do, and that I do recommend that people do, is to really study the laws of the universe and study the laws of abundance, because when you create a place of separation within you, like some people deserve to have money but you don't, yeah, that doesn't have you feeling very good. Obviously, that's not a person who feels very confident. And when you study the truth, all of a sudden you become one and just like everybody else, no better and no worse. And so there's a lot of relief that came to me in realizing the money is there. There's more than enough money in the world. The money is there for the taking. And the people who have it are the ones who are putting themselves in the game, the ones who are showing up, the ones who are saying, yes, I deserve to receive it. And the ones who don't, you know, fall prey to like the greed with it or get competitive about it, don't get into, well, I deserve it and someone else doesn't. But at the same time, you don't want the inferiority complex going on about, well, I don't deserve it and other people do. Because it's just a way to stay separate. It's a way to stay out of being in community and connection and contribution. So
wonderful. So where do you recommend people study the universal laws?
You know,
what would be a great source?
I love the book. It's called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. I also love Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I love a fantastic book that's out of print, but you can still get it online and use bookstore places. It's called Get Rich While You Sleep by Ben Sweetland. And any of the Florence Scovel Shin books are excellent as well. And what these do, they teach the laws of abundance, but they also, all of them touch on really using your subconscious to create and attract and draw in and receive. And that's also part of being feminine, is to not just draw it close to you. A lot of clients or people will say, well, I get people who say they want to work with me, but then the deal doesn't close. And that's where they're not allowing themselves to receive. They're letting it get close to them, but not all the way. And so letting yourself receive, these books will definitely help you know that there's more than enough money out there for you. They'll show you step by step on how to draw it in. And also remind you that you must receive.
Beautiful. Fabulous advice. So as we're at the end here, is there any, you've given so many words of wisdom that, I mean, everything out of your mouth has been something that I could hear again and again. But are there any parting words you have for people listening today, Gina?
Sure. I would say, particularly as women, but anyone, get the personal attention. If you are wanting to have a breakthrough in any area of your life, whether it's your health or your relationships or your finances, you know, if you could have done it on your own by now, you would have, right? And this, I'm not pointing a finger. This goes for all of us. And so to really have the accountability, to have the masterful guidance, to get the, you know, why one woman isn't making money is different than why the next woman isn't making enough money. And so to really get that customized care. And I know it's a catch-22. It's like, well, of course I would pay for higher-end coaching if I, you know, have the money. That's the whole point. And it's not the order in which it happens. You first, and you can write this down, you first must make a decision. When you make the decision that you are getting private coaching attention no matter what, or when you make the decision that you're losing those 10 pounds no matter what, from that place, everything comes in to meet you exactly where you are and where you want to be. So when I made the decision that I was going, that I knew my starting place needed to be with some higher end coaching, but I had $60 in my bank account, my credit was ruined, I had no inheritance or 401k to draw from, but I prayed and I made the decision. I actually went and signed up for the programs, but they couldn't run my card. I said, give me 2 weeks until you run this card. And I visualized and I saw myself and I prayed and I said, dear God, please bring me $30,000 so I can sign up for these programs. And I said it over and over and over and over and over and again. And in 2 weeks, $60,000 came in out of nowhere. $60,000, double, not 30. And I wasn't used to making that kind of money at the time. This was total manna from heaven. But I know that the reason why it came in then versus all the other times that I cried and I prayed and I wanted it was because this time I made the decision that this will happen no matter what, like my life depended on it. The other times I wanted it to happen. I sobbed for it to happen. I asked for it to happen, but I didn't must it. You know, I didn't make it a must in my life. So if there's anything that you're wanting in your life that you haven't called in yet, know that probably the transition needs to be to turn it into a must. And if you need help with any of those steps, there are so many brilliant teachers and spiritual leaders and coaches and therapists in this world. Get some private attention.
Wonderful. And Gina, I know that you are one of the fabulous coaches out there that people can get private attention from. So this is Gina DeVee. And one more time as you're parting, let's hear your contact information for the listeners.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, there's free coaching, there's group coaching, there's private attention. It's all available. If you go to estherexperience.com/globalcircle, that's estherexperience.com/globalcircle, that will give you access to my free coaching, a free website, get a mastermind partner, network with other women from around the world. It's a very cool, absolutely free group to be a part of.
Fabulous. And, you know, Gina, I just made a decision that I am going to be in your free, start out in your free coaching and see where that goes. Not just see where it goes, but I'll follow this path. I will. I have made decisions before, but on the break, there's something that you said to me that really rung true. And so I will be, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to go sign up.
Awesome. It'll be fun having you on Mondays.
Great. I look forward to getting to hear more and more of your wisdom. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of you who've tuned in today. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And next week, the angel interpreter, Lisa Dory, will be sharing Healing with the Angels. And Lisa is a dear friend of mine. In addition to being this incredible angel interpreter, she has the most lovely voice to listen to. And so it's worth just listening to her voice. And then you add to that the beautiful healing that you get from pretty much every word out of her mouth. So you want to listen to next week's show. If you have interest in knowing what the messages the angels have for you, if you are interested in, you know, uplifting healing experience, then you want to tune in next week to Opening to Ecstasy, Lisa Dory, the angel interpreter. So I'll meet you here again next Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. Thanks again for tuning in. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707. 2707.